It's great to see you.
太棒了，能够在这儿看到你们。
Yeah, exactly. We're just delighted to be here and to be in the house of the Lord.
非常高兴能够在这里，在神的家里。
And we're really energized by your worship.
你们刚刚的敬拜使我们的心灵都
I understand this is like Gospel Week, sort of. Is that right? Gospel
Sunday.
So I'm very happy to share with you a message about three people.
所以很高兴能够在这里跟大家分享三个人的生命.
Three very successful people.
三个非常成功的人.
Who were searching for God.
他们都在寻找神.
The results look different.
但是他们的结果不见得都一样。
And we want to spend a little time thinking about why.
我们想花一点时间，让我们来考虑一下为什么他们的结果不一样。
Let me start with a little promotion.
哦，一开始的时候跟大家做个广告。
Next weekend is the 秋令福音营。
下一个礼拜，下一个周末是我们的 秋令福音营。
So the Campus Evangelics Fellowship, there's four or five campuses. We get together and we have this gospel camp.
有四五个校园福音团契，大家聚在一起，然后有这个礼拜叫做福音营。
And if you're interested, especially if you know someone who's searching, we encourage you to encourage them to register.
如果你有兴趣，尤其是如果你认识有在追求神的人。
I especially like the theme verse this time.
我特别喜欢这一次的主题。
From the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29.
是耶利米书29章这个样写。
He says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart."
如果你全心来寻求我的话，你就一定寻到。
This is a wonderful promise from God.
这是一个很美神给我们非常宝贝的应许。So,
with that as a theme,
以这个为主题,
let's think a little bit about this search between, so this search for contact between God and man.
我们就接着来研究，来思想一下人寻找神中间的这个题目。
This is a famous painting.
这是一个非常有名的一幅画。
It's supposed to, I think it's Michelangelo, it's on the Sistine Chapel.
是大家可能都知道是Michelangelo所画的，那这一个画是在一个 Sistine那个教堂的屋顶上。
Depicting God and Adam.
看到这里是一边是神，一边是亚当。It's
really iconic, and the focal point of this whole thing is this little, the two hands.
这个整个这幅画的焦点是在这两个手上。And
there is this little gap.
然后你看这两个手指中间有这么一块空缺。So
close, but not touching.
这两个手指这么靠近，但是还没有触摸到。I
want to spend a little time thinking about that.
我想花一点时间跟大家思想一下。If
God is searching for man and man is searching for God, how come sometimes we're not touching?
如果神在找人，人也在找神的话，为什么有时候这两个手指没有触摸到呢？
And the title of the message is "Good News for Tax Collectors."
今天的主题是给
we have three passages to read through.
事实上今天我们要讲三处的经文,
about three people.
关于三个不同的人,
so the first one is in the book of Luke, chapter 19. If you have it, you know, feel free to turn to it. I don't know, can you see this from the back row?
大家看得到吗? Okay.
You might want to follow it in your Bible.
如果你手中有圣经,你也可以照着圣经念。
I'll ask Lily to read it out for us in Chinese.
所以第一个人是在路加福音第十九章。耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多他的身量又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到前头爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。” 他就急忙下来欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣，众人看见都私下议论说，他进到罪人家去住宿。撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”耶稣说：“今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。”
人子，最后一句再念一下好不好？
人子来。
Very good. So this guy is one of my favorite guys in the New Testament, this guy called Zacchaeus.
在新约所有的人物里面，这个税吏撒该是我非常喜欢的一个人物。
You know that he's a tax collector.
你知道他是一个税吏。
You know, the IRS is not very popular today.
甚至今天IRS都大部分人都不太喜欢。
But the tax collectors in those days were a whole lot worse than the IRS.
但是在那个时候的税吏比今天的这个情况更糟糕。
They work for the Romans.
他们是为罗马政府工作的。
And the Romans need the locals because they need because the locals know all the tricks in the tax book.
Yeah, 但是罗马帝国需要当地的人，因为当地的人比较知道怎么样收税跟一些那个诀窍。
So these guys deal with the Gentiles that the Jews consider unclean all the time.
而这一些人常常也跟外邦人有打交道，所以犹太人都觉得他们不洁净。
They make lots of money, sometimes not cleanly.
他们赚很多的钱。 有时候他们赚的钱不是很干净的钱。
And there's a social outcast.
他们在整个的社会层面是大家不喜欢的。
Not very respectable.
大家不尊敬他们。
And this guy, he's a chief tax collector.
而这个人呢，他是一个税吏长。
He's got a bunch of little tax collectors working under him.
他下面还有一大群小小的税吏跟着他工作。
And he works around Jericho, which was one of the wealthiest regions in Palestine.
他工作的地方是耶利哥，是巴勒斯坦那个时候那个地方最富有的一个城市。There's
a border city with lots of customs stations. That means lots of taxes.
因为它是一个边界城市，所以在那儿它有很多的税官来收这个边界的税。He
would have become rich even if he didn't cheat, but looks like he did a little bit of the cheating too.
他甚至没有讹诈人，他都会是一个很富有的人，但看起来他大概也讹诈了别人。And
on this fine day,
在今天这一天。
He was curious.
他非常的好奇。
He wanted to see who Jesus was.
因为他想要看看耶稣到底是怎么样的一个人。
He almost certainly already heard of Jesus.
我们可以确定他一定之前听说过耶稣。
Because this is the third year of Jesus' ministry, and he was on his way to Jerusalem.
因为这是已经耶稣出来传道第三年，而且他此时就是要上耶路撒冷。
You know, Jesus drew lots of crowds.
耶稣到哪儿都有一大群人跟着他。This
guy, I'm sure, has heard about his teaching, his morality, his courage, his miracles.
这个人一定听说过他的教导，他的人格，他的勇气，以及他的神迹。There's
one more thing he must have heard of.
还有另外一件事情，他可能也听说，一定听说过。This
guy Jesus, he doesn't dislike tax collectors.
这个耶稣好像并不讨厌税吏。
Because at least one of his followers, Matthew, is a tax collector. So he's really curious about this guy coming through Jericho. But he's too timid, too afraid to approach Jesus directly.
The
Bible says he's a short guy. So back by ancient Mediterranean standards, that means he's probably less than 5 feet.
照着地中海那个时候的标准，他大概是低于还不到五尺高。
So you can see this guy, he's not going to get in front of the crowd. Nobody's going to let him.
你知道这个人大概没有办法站在人群的前面，因为大家都不喜欢他，可能更不让他过去。
So he runs ahead and he crawls on top of this tree.
所以他就先往前跑，然后爬到一棵的树上。
So you have this vivid, very memorable character.
所以你可以看到这个非常生动，让我们印象很深的这么一个人物。Almost
comical.
这个人甚至都让人觉得有点滑稽。Kind
of goofy, this short, wealthy, grown guy hanging from a tree.
你可以想象那一幅图画，一个又矮又胖又有钱的一个人爬在树上，吊在那个树上面。Then
Jesus gets to that very spot.
然后耶稣走到了那一点。He
looks up.
抬头。
He says, Zacchaeus, calls him by name.
他就叫他的名字，他说撒该。
And invites himself to dinner.
然后就自己邀请自己到撒该家去吃晚餐。
You know, then something miraculous happens.
然后有一个奇迹发生了。
Something transformational.
一个改变生命的事情。
You know, Jesus performed many healings, right?
耶稣行了很多痊愈的神迹。
You know, he's, but here, nobody was raised from the dead.
但在这里并没有死人复活。No
cripple walk, no lepers were clean, no blind could see.
没有瘸子可以走路，没有大麻风得洁净，也没有瞎子得见。
But you get every sense that a healing has happened.
但是我们在这里完全知道痊愈发生了。
Why?
为什么?
Because in an instant,
因为在一刻之间,
something deep inside this man changed.
这个人心里深处发生了改变。
We see this radical transformation.
我们看到这个非常极大的转变。
Something that was impossible one instant ago suddenly was happening.
在一刻之前,
so we see that this guy happily comes down the tree.
我们看到这个人很高兴地从树上爬下来,
receive Jesus.
来迎接耶稣,
invites him home.
邀请他到他的家里,
and later, when Jesus is leaving, he proclaims.
到后来可能耶稣快要走的时候, 他就 有这么样一个宣告,
he says, look at this. If I owe anybody anything, I pay him back four times.
他说如果我欠了谁的钱,
if I cheated anybody, I pay back four times.
如果我讹诈了谁, 我就以四倍的钱赔偿。
If I'm going to give half of everything I own to the poor.
而且我所有的一切的一半, 我都要捐给穷人。
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
你不觉得这个很奇妙吗?
You know, when I was at University of Michigan,
我在密西根大学教学的时候,
I usually teach graduate students, but one year I taught some undergrads.
我大部分教的都是, graduate, 就是研究生, 对了, 但有一次我教了本科生。
The undergrads, there's a lot of variation.
在本科生中间, 它的层次比较不齐。
And I would notice that there were some who were, you know, much faster than others.
我就注意到有一些学生反应很快。
I remember there was one girl who didn't seem that fast.
但是我记得有一个女孩, 她的反应并不是这么快。
I feel like when I ask questions, she doesn't always get it.
我常常问她问题的时候, 总觉得好像找不到答案。
So I kind of started avoiding asking.
所以渐渐的我就不去问她问题。
One day I had a guest speaker.
有一天我有一个外来的讲员。
He cold calls.
他就随便指着人, 就让他回答问题。
He's a banker.
他是一个银行家。
So he first person he picked was that girl.
结果他选的第一个人就是那个女孩。
And he goes, so what do you think?
所以他就点着她就说, 你觉得呢?
And she answered something.
他就回答了不知道什么东西。
And he goes, right!
然后他就说, 讲得对。
That was great!
答得好。
And from the back of the room where I was sitting,
我就坐在那个教室的后边。
I feel like I could just see her just rising up out of her chair, out of her seat, sitting straight. He asked her another question. She answered again. And suddenly I realized, you know, as a professor, I was kind of, I'd written her off.
我那个时候心里就自责, 就说我做一个教授的, 我却好像觉得她不行。
But she shouldn't be written off.
但是我不应该这个样对待她。
And here Jesus,
在这里耶稣,
he saw something.
他看到了一些东西。
Up on a tree, he saw Zacchaeus.
他在树上看到了撒该。
And he saw a wound.
然后他看到他里面的伤痕。
He saw something, someone who's searching.
他看到一个在寻求的心。
This wealthy, goofy guy.
这一个大家看不上什么眼的一个有钱人。
Suddenly became happy.
突然变成一个快乐的人。
He was somebody.
他突然变成一个有身份的人。
And he was set free.
他得到了自由。
He was stingy. Now he's generous.
他以前是吝啬的, 现在变得很慷慨。
You never hear him pray a prayer, sinner's prayer, but you kind of figure he's converted.
虽然你没有听到他做觉志祷告, 但你知道在这里, 他的生命改变了。
And the Bible says today salvation has come into this house.
圣经告诉我们说, 今天救恩到了这个人家。
This son, this man too is a son of Abraham.
因为这个人也是亚伯拉罕的子孙,
meaning that he is a true heir of the promise and of the faith.
代表他是真正这个信心之子。
This is a good outcome.
这是一个好结局。
An amazing outcome.
非常棒的一个结局。
That the finger of God has touched and changed his life.
我们觉得神的手指触碰到了这个人,改变了他的生命。
This is exhibit A.
所以这个是案例,第一个案例。
Let me show you exhibit B.
我们再看另外一个案例。
That was just the previous chapter.
就是在前面这一章。
Another rich guy.
有另外一个有钱人。
You're familiar probably with this passage.
大家对于这段经文可能也都蛮熟悉。
I just asked Lily to read it quickly. Luke 18.
路加福音第十八章, 18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27。18-27 你还要来跟从我。他听见这话就甚忧愁，因为他很富足。耶稣看见他就说，有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢？骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进入神的国还容易呢。听见的人说，这样谁能得救呢？耶稣说，在人不能的事，在神却能。
Okay, great. So this is a verse that you're probably quite familiar with. It talks about a rich young ruler.
在这段经文大家可能很熟悉，是讲到一个有钱的官。
He comes to Jesus asking about eternal life.
他来到耶稣的面前要问他怎么样得到永生。
And Jesus gave him an answer that he found hard to accept.
耶稣给他的一个回答他却觉得不能接受。
He says to the young man, sell everything you have, give to the poor, come follow me.
他对这个年轻人说，你要变卖一切所有的，还有一件就是你要来跟从我。
This one was tough.
这个要求非常的困难。
Because the Bible says the guy has a lot of stuff.
因为圣经告诉我们说这个人拥有很多的东西。
You know, and Jesus responds by saying,How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣的回应就是，让有钱的人进天国是何等的难。
And the disciples are shocked.
但他周围的门徒却非常的惊讶，耶稣这么样说。
They say, if he can't get into heaven, then who in the world can?
因为他们的反应是，如果这个样的人不能进天国，那还有什么样的人能进天国呢？
Because their sense was those who are rich are probably...First in line. Because they've been blessed by God.
可能他们心中以为富有的人应该是最先进天国，因为他们是明明受到神的祝福的人。
Maybe not someone like Zacchaeus. The guy is a bum.
可能不像撒该那样的有钱人。
But this guy.
但这个人。
He is rich in morality too.
他不仅家财富有，而且他自己的道德也很富足。
What Jesus says to him, you know, the commandments, don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't lie, don't defraud, and honor your father and mother.
因为当耶稣跟他说诫命你是晓得的，不可以奸淫，不可以杀人，不可以偷盗，不可以做假见证，当孝顺父母。
And he says back, all these I've kept since I was a child.
那个人就回答说，这一切我从小都遵守了。
This is a pretty amazing person.
所以这个人是一个很了不得的一个人。
He's practices the law.
他也遵守律法。
He's upright.
而且他也正直。
He's very pious.
他是很敬虔的人。
When Kevin Kim, our pastor at MPPC, talked about this guy, he says, you know, if this guy was in our church, we'd make him an elder.
我们在 MPPC 那个牧师当他讲这一段，他说，如果这个样的人在我们的教会，我们可能就让他当我们的长老了。
But I think you would consider him as elder, maybe.
也许你也会心中这个样想。
He's very well-to-do, very successful, very socially, has really great social standing.
他不仅是很有钱，他对人很好，而且社会对他也很尊敬。
So here's Exhibit A and here's Exhibit B.
所以我们看到案例 A 跟案例 B.
What is the difference here?
但这两个中间有什么样的差别？
Certainly not the level of their wealth.
不是因为谁比较富有，对不对？
Jesus says, as he watched this young man go away sad, he says, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
当耶稣看到这个年轻人忧忧愁愁地走的时候，耶稣说，你看，让有钱财的人进天国是何等的难。
He said, indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for the rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
他说骆驼穿过针眼还要比财主进天国容易呢。
骆驼穿过针眼 you can see very vivid, right?
呀，非常生动的一幅图画。
But Zacchaeus, he was the camel that went through the eye of the needle.
但是撒该就是那个穿过针眼的骆驼。
I mean, the guy is wealthy.
这个人很有钱。
But whoof, he went through.
但是他穿过了。
How can this be?
怎么可能呢？
Well, let's look at Exhibit C for a moment.
我们现在来看一下第三个案例。
Exhibit C is a man who lived much earlier.
是在比较旧约时代，比较以前的一个人。
He lived a little over 800 BC. His name is Naaman.
他是在主前800年的时候，他的名字叫乃曼。
I'll just ask Lily to read it from 2 Kings 5, 1 to 4. Why don't you read the whole thing?
OK，好，我为大家念一下。OK，是在列王记下的第五章第一到第十四节。 亚兰王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前尊为大，因耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国俘虏了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。他对主母说：“巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。” 乃曼进去告诉他主人说：“以色列国的女子如此如此说。”亚兰王说：“你可以去，我也答信于以色列王。”于是乃曼带了银子十他连得，金子6000舍客勒，衣裳10套就去了，且带信给以色列王，信上说：“我打发臣仆乃曼去见你，你接到这信就要治好他的大麻风。”以色列王看了这信，就撕裂衣服说：“我岂是神，能使人死，使人活呢？” 这人竟打发人来叫我治好他的大麻风，你们看一看，这人何以寻隙攻击我呢？神人以利沙听见以色列王撕裂衣服，就打发人去见王，说：“你为什么撕了衣服呢？可使那人到我这里来，他就知道以色列中有先知了。”于是乃曼带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门前。以利沙打发一个使者对乃曼说：“ 你去在约旦河中沐浴七回，你的肉就必复原而得洁净。”乃曼却发怒走了，说：“我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患处上摇手，治好这大麻风。大马色的河、亚巴拿和法尔法，岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？”于是气愤愤地转身去了。他的仆人近前来对他说：“我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？” 何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？于是乃曼下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴七回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。Exhibit
3 is another successful man.
所以我们看到的案例，第三个案例也是一个成功的人。This
guy has quite a resume.
这个人他的简历表可不得了。You
know, it says here that he's a commander of the army of the king of Aram.
他在这里讲，他是亚兰王军队的元帅。
At that time, Aram, which is now today Syria, is much stronger than Israel militarily.
在那个时候，亚兰就是现在的叙利亚，那个时候要比以色列要强多了。
And he's a great man.
而他是一个非常,
highly regarded by his master.
他是非常伟大的一个人，他的王也非常的爱他。
A valiant soldier.
他也是一个大能的勇士。
But one problem.
但他有个问题,
He's got leprosy.
他长了大麻风,
leprosy is a serious problem.
大麻风是一个严重的问题,
it's paralyzing. Your body puffs up. Your skin and your bone cracks.
会使一个人整个就瘫痪下来, 他会把你的肉, 把你的骨头都侵蚀掉。
And eventually, when it gets bad, your appendages fall off.
到最后你的手指, 脚趾都可能掉下来。
So here was a third man. He's looking for something from God.
所以在这里我们看到第三个案例，这个样一个很伟大的一个人，但是他也是在寻求神。And
he goes and he heard about this prophet in Israel.
他听说过在以色列有这么样一个先知。So
he goes and gets a reference letter from his king.
所以他就从他王那边拿了一封推荐信。He
takes off with his 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, 10 sets of clothes, and a reference letter from the ruler of the entire area.
所以他就带着使他连得的银子，6000舍勒克的金子，然后衣裳10套，跟他这一封推荐信，就是一大群人就跑去以色列那里。He
goes to the king of Israel.
他到以色列的王那边去。He
figures the king will tell the prophet what to do.
他觉得王可以吩咐先知去做什么。But
the king is terrified.
但是这个以色列王可吓坏了。
There's nothing he can do.
因为他没有任何事情他可以做得出来。
He thinks that the other king was just looking for trouble.
他以为另外一个王只是过意来这里挑闲闲戏。
But Elijah, the prophet, steps in.
但是以利沙这个先知听说了。
So he tells Naaman to go to his place.
所以他就说, 让这个乃曼到我这里来。
But when Naaman gets there, he was really shocked.
但到乃曼到那儿, 乃曼觉得非常的惊讶。
Nobody to welcome his whole chariot and his whole set.
竟然没有人出来迎接他这么一大群人。
Right? Elijah sends his servant to the door.
以利沙竟然差了一个仆人到门口去。
Says, go to the Jordan, wash 7 times and you're done.
然后跟他说, 你就到约旦河去洗7次,你就可以得洁净。
So what happens to Naaman?
你想乃曼怎么样的回应?
He gets pissed off.
他非常的不高兴。
He says, hey, we got much better looking rivers where I came from.
他说我的家乡的河可不是更好吗?
This little ditch, you want me to go in 7 times?
这个什么小溪你竟然要我到那里去?
I came all the way here.
我这么老远的跑过来。
You didn't even come out and say hi.
你甚至都没有出来跟我打个招呼。
He turns around and leaves.
所以他气愤愤地转身就走了。
You notice at this point, he is just like Exhibit B.
在这一刻, 这个案例 C 跟案例 B 非常的相似。
This guy gets to the door.
这个人到了门口。
He gets the answer.
他得到了答案。
Then he walks away.
但他却转身走了。
But fortunately for Naaman,
但是对乃曼而言, 他非常的幸运。
His servant says, oh, come on. He says, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, you would have done it. So why don't you just do it?
那个他的仆人就跟他说, 如果这个先知要你做更困难的事情, 你都会去做, 那现在这么一段, 一个简单的事, 你何必不去做呢?
So he does it.
所以他就听了,
and we know that he is then cured.
我们也知道因此他就得了医治。
You know, actually, of course, Exhibit B and C were very similar.
虽然我们看到案例B跟案例C非常的相似。
You know, they all have the same problem.
但是他们都有同样的问题。
They're relying on their own structure of the world when they come to God.
他们靠着自己对于世界的一个想法。
See, we all have some life foundations.
我们每一个人的生命都有一些基础。
Things from which we derive our sense of self-worth, our confidence, our sense of significance.
在借着这一些每一个人的这个基础, 我们得到自我的价值, 自我的认定, 以及我们的安全感。
It's our source of security, our identity, our hope.
这是我们每一个人, 在怎么样的, 定位自己, 然后在这里得到盼望。
Kind of like our spiritual center.
事实上它是我们属灵的中心。You
know, if you wonder what they may be for you, maybe the next time when you're on a plane and you're talking to a stranger, notice what you're telling this person in the first 5 minutes of your conversation.
如果你想要知道你自己的基石是什么, 下一次你跟一个陌生人可能在飞机上聊天的时候, 你最前面5分钟, 告诉他什么关于你自己的，大概那个就是你的基石了。
A lot of these things have to do with our accomplishments or competency, our values.
常常就是跟我们自己的成就是多少，我们自己的价值有关系。
Naaman brings all of his stuff with him.
乃曼把他一大堆他自己的辉煌的成果带着来。
God says, you just leave it here, go into that little ditch and wash 7 times.
但是神的话告诉他说, 把这一切都放下, 你只要到约旦河那里去沐浴7次就可以了。
This rich young man,
这个年轻的官,
Jesus says, oh, you're really impressive. You did all these great things. Well, how about leaving that? Just give the rest to God and come follow me.
耶稣对那个年轻的官说, 是的, 你这一生有这么多的成就, 但是你就把它放下。
Book of Mark says Jesus looked at him and loved him.
马可福音告诉我们说, 当耶稣看见他的时候, 就爱他,
and invited him.
然后邀请了他,
but he went away sad.
但是他却悲悲哀哀地转身走,
because at least Naaman, he tried it.
但至少乃曼他却听了顺从了。
This rich young ruler,
这个年轻的官,
he feels he has what real security is.
因为他觉得他所握有的是他真正的安全感。
All the things he has, too hard to give up.
他手中所握有的实在他放不下。
But when we root our identity in something other than Christ,
但是如果我们把我们生命的基础建立在而不是基督以外的东西的话,
when that thing goes wrong, we are devastated.
当那一些基石开始摇动的时候,我们整个的人好像就垮了一样。
Whether it's accomplishments or performance or relationship.
如果无论是我们的成就或者我们的人际关系。
And so, you know, exhibit A and exhibit C, they all got what they wanted.
所以我们刚刚看到三个案例,第一个跟第三个,他们都得到他们所寻求的。
What about this rich young man?
然后这个年轻的官呢?
He really does have a problem.
他真的是有一个问题。
Because this is what God says.
因为这个是神所说的。
He said, in 1 Corinthians, God chooses the foolish things of the world to shame the wise.
因为哥林多前书告诉我们,神所拣选的是愚昧的人。
He chooses the weak things of the world to shame the strong. The lowly things and the despised. So that no one may boast. This is the standard that God uses. When you come to the true God, it's only fair. Because the true God is not on a leash. He's not like a dog.
我跟你讲,当你来到一个真正的神的面前,你必须要有这个样的心态。因为神不是一个受我们掌控,像一个狗一样可以牵着他走。And
the rich young man,
这个年轻的官,
what he doesn't realize is who he's talking to.
他有一个事情他没有意识到,就是向他说话的这个人是谁。
You know, when you look at this story,
当你看这个故事的时候,
think of there being two rich young rulers.
你应该想到的是在这里有两个年轻的官。
There's this young man.
有这么一个年轻的官我们刚刚谈到了。
And then there's Jesus.
然后还有耶稣。
Jesus was young.
耶稣那时候很年轻。
31 or so.
大概30多岁, 31.
And he was rich, much richer than this young man.
他富有, 他比这个年轻人富有的多了。And
here is this young man who refused to give up what he has. In exchange, the other rich young ruler gave up all he had.
但这一个年轻的官不愿意放弃他所拥有的, 而来接受另外这个极富有的这个官所要给他的东西。
Isaiah 53 says,
以赛亚书第53章这个样说,
speaking of the suffering servant Jesus,
他讲到耶稣为我们受苦的仆人,
verse 3 says, he was despised and rejected by men,
他被藐视, 被人厌弃,
a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering,
多受痛苦, 常经忧患,
surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows.
他被藐视, 好像被人掩面不看一样, 我们也不尊重他。 他诚然担当我们的忧患, 背负我们的痛苦。
Yes, we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted.
我们却以为他受责罚, 被神击打苦待了。
But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害, 为我们的罪孽压伤。
The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
因他受的刑罚, 我们得平安, 因他受的鞭伤, 我们得医治。
Because Jesus became poor, we became rich.
因为耶稣愿意成为穷乏, 使得我们成为富足。
Because he was crushed, we were made whole.
因为他被压伤,
because he died, we have life.
因为他死了,
because he rose again, we have hope everlasting.
因为他复活,
you know, why don't we connect with God?
你为什么,
why is it that what we are holding on to seems so valuable?
为什么我们紧紧不放的东西看起来好像这么样值钱？
All we need is to be honest with our need before God.
我们唯一所需要的就是带着我们的需要诚诚实实地来到神的面前。
Recently, we had an event happen in our lives.
最近在我们家发生了一件事情。
There was a young lady whom we have been praying for a long time, who's a Christian.
我们有一个认识一个年轻女孩，她是基督徒，我们为她祷告很多年。
We were hoping she meet the right Christian boy.
我们的祷告就是希望她能碰到一个合适的基督徒男孩子。
Recently, such a boy appeared.
最近这个男孩出现了。
And they decided to meet.
结果他们就决定他们俩要见面。
They liked each other a lot.
他们一见了面彼此都很喜欢。
But the girl was very worried.
但这女孩很担心。
She feels there's some things in her past that he may not be able to accept.
她觉得在她自己生命过去有一些发生的事情，这个男孩大概不会接受。
She struggled.
她挣扎了很久。
She finally decided she would tell him everything.
到最后她终于决定她会诚诚实实地把这一切。
She asked us to pray for her.
都告诉这男孩，我们都一直为他祷告。
So they talked, and then we heard nothing for days.
他们两个就摊牌了，结果这女孩也不告诉我们到底什么事发生了。
Suddenly, one day we got a knock on our door.
昨天
？Well, 昨天 ，yes.
就是有人突然就在我们家门口敲门。
It was a boy. It was the boy.
就是他，就这男生。
He said, I won't take much of your time. I don't know, we only have 10 minutes, but I'd like to tell you something.
他就进到我们家，他说，我不会花你很多时间，十分钟我要告诉你们一些事情。
I promised this girl that I would tell you.
我答应了这个女孩子，我亲口会告诉你们。
Then he sat down, he told us, she told me these things.
然后他就坐下来告诉我们说，这个女孩把一切都告诉了他。
And he said, oh, I thought, 这么小小芝麻事情哈，为什么要等这么久
？Such a small thing. Why did she wait so long?
Oh, we were really happy.
我们真的是好高兴。
And then he said, "You know, after she left, he said I was driving away." And then I suddenly remember that this girl carried all these things in her heart for this long.
他说当他把他送到机场的时候，自己开车回来的时候，他心里突然就好痛。他说，哎呦，这个女孩背了这个包袱这么久。
He pulled over on the side of the road and had a good cry for her.
结果这个男孩就把车停了，自己在那边为这女孩大哭了一场。
You know, God is waiting for you.
你知道神在等着你。
He wants to dine with you.
他希望能够与你一同坐席，一起好好坐在一起吃饭。
He wants to come in and have dinner.
他要进到你的心里，跟你一起享受生命的宴席。
Even things you cannot accept in yourself, he has accepted.
甚至你自己没有办法接受你自己的，他已经接受了。
Just don't fake anything. Just be real.
你就诚诚实实地来，你不需要作假。
And that's the good news for the tax collector.
这就是给税吏的好消息。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, I just thank you so much.
主，我实在感谢你。
We are like Zacchaeus.
我们就像撒该一样。
We got all sorts of problems.
我们有一大堆问题。
When we have solved one problem, we get new ones.
我们解决了一个问题，新的又来了。
Lord, we really long to be close to you.
主，我们真是渴慕接近你。
We really want to connect with you.
我们真的希望能够触碰到你。
And this huge crowd,
一大群人。
You would look up.You would call us by name.
让我们能够抬起头来，主啊，你会呼叫我们的名字。
you would invite yourself for dinner in our home.
你就会自己把你自己邀请来到我们这里与我们一同享受坐席。
You see the wounds in our heart.
你看到我们心中的伤痕。
And you can change us.
你可以改变我们的生命。
And we just want to respond when you call.
我们要的就是回应你。你呼召我们，我们就回应。
That's our job.
我们所要做的就这个。
I just pray now. I know there are mostly Christians here.
我知道在座大部分都已经是基督徒。
You may reflect on where in your life you need to surrender.
你可能想一下，在你的人生中间，你有什么你需要放下来？
Do you know the most wonderful thing is to connect with God?
你知道最美妙的事情就是与神连接。
Perhaps you want to open your heart.
可能你愿意把你心打开来。
Let him have whatever is holding you.
让他得着那一个捆绑你的东西。
So you may experience him.
然后你才能够经历，深深的经历他。
And for those who are seeking,
在这里如果还有寻找的人,
how much we pray that you could connect with God.
我们多希望你能够触碰到神。
Don't let anything in your own life be in the way.
不要让你自己生命中的东西成为这个阻挡。
And if today you feel that God is speaking to you,
如果你觉得神在向你说话,
and you'd like to let him know that you are here,
你要让神知道你心中的想法。
And you want to respond.
你愿意回应。
I just respectfully ask you to just raise your hand.
我再次恭敬地邀请你把手举起来。
Just to let God know.
让神知道。
Here I am.
你就在这里。
I want to connect.
你愿意触碰到神。
Is there anyone here this morning?
感谢主。请问还有哪一位？感谢主。
Anyone else?
请问还有哪一位?
It's just you telling God.
就是你告诉神。
Letting them know.
你要神知道。
Anyone else? Anyone else?
请问还有哪一位吗?
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Just thank you, Lord, for this morning.
我们感谢你今天这个早上。
Thank you that you are unchanging.
你是永不改变的神。
That your call is from everlasting to everlasting.
你对我们的呼叫，主是从永恒到永恒。
And we just open our hearts to you.
请你让我们的眼睛打开来。
Help us, Lord, that we have nothing between you and us.
帮我们，让我们与你中间没有任何的拦阻。
We thank you that we can give you everything.
我们感谢你，我们能够把自己交给你。
And enjoy the freedom of your love.
享受你生命的自由。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.